October 26th, the final battle. Behold, I come as a thief. Blessed is he that watcheth and keepeth his garments, lest he walk naked and they see his shame. Revelation 16:15. A terrible contest is before us. We are nearing the battle of the great day of God Almighty. That which has been held in control is to be let loose. The angel of mercy is folding its wings, preparing to step down from the golden throne and leave the world to the control of Satan, the king it has chosen, a murderer and a destroyer from the beginning. The principalities and powers of earth are in bitter revolt against the God of heaven. They are filled with hatred against all who serve him, and soon, very soon, is to be fought the last battle between good and evil. The earth is to be the battlefield, the scene of the final contest and the final victory. Here, where for so long Satan has led men against God, rebellion is to be forever suppressed. Christ came to this earth in human form that he might stand as the captain of our salvation, so that we should not be overcome by Satan's power. And when the enemy has seemed to be gaining a signal victory over righteousness, God has been working in mercy and power to counteract his designs. Determined to efface the image of God in man, Satan works with an intensity of effort to hide God from view. Not openly does he work, but secretly, mingling the human and the divine, the spurious and the genuine, so seeking to bring confusion and distress. But in proportionate power, divine mercy is revealed to counteract this wicked working and bring to light the enemy's hidden purposes. God's people are to bear a bold, decided testimony for the truth, unfolding the purposes of God by the witness of pen and voice. In place after place, they are to proclaim the message of God's word, arousing men and women to comprehend the truth. There is a reality in sound doctrine. It is not a vapor which passes away. Light is to shine forth from the word of God. God calls upon his people to draw near to him. Let no one interpose between him and his people. Christ is knocking at the door of the heart, seeking for entrance. Will you let him in? Letter 153, October 26, 1901, to brethren and sisters in Australia.